there music there?
Welcome, everybody.
We got music.
Welcome,
friendo. I told you this already.
I wasn't here when I was buying you a beer.
The music just ended.
Yeah.
Or it's still going.
I listened to an episode from a few months ago, just last night, and we did that exact thing, but there's no music, and we all sound like idiots. Yeah.
The music makes us sound smarter.
Par for the course for the show.
I was saying,
speaking of par for the course, I was out in the old Salton Sea 2 days ago.
You're golfing there?
And I found a golf course.
Ooh, really?
And it's exactly what you would anticipate. It is
full of fish
nothingness
bones?
And fish bones. But it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek golf course, but it's nine holes.
If it was really tongue-in-cheek, they would have nothing but fish bones, and then like the sand pits would be grass.
That's pretty good.
That would be funny. Like or not
is
that
it like,
funny.
It's like some weirdos set it up? Or
no,
is it like
it's a real golf course. It's a real golf course.
What's it called?
It's called the Salton Sea Golf Course. That's one of the Darren holes
name.
Right there. It's pretty beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is an audio podcast.
You got the smell of the Salton
audio
Sea
show.
Wafting into your game.
Was it open? Was it actually functioning?
I drove my car directly over
That's
it.
That's not a golf course, dude. That's just
There's
sand.
A flag.
There's like nine holes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 11 if you count my mouth and my butt.
Your pee hole.
I don't count that as a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I count that as a special place that doesn't like to be touched.
Oh, that's the show, everybody.
Right.
Thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm. Even by pee. Can I ask you guys a personal question
What's
about
that?
Your pee holes?
Yes.
I had a friend once tell me he has to pee after he has an orgasm mm-hmm. to clean the pipes.
Uh-huh.
For that's good.
You guys got that too?
I've heard that's a good thing.
I have to. Yeah. What do you mean he
can't go to sleep until he pees.
Because her filth is just up there.
It's wreaking
havoc.
Well, then you pee and you get the split.
What you don't know about semen.
The terror of the splitting
Not only
pee.
Did semen inspire
Elmer's
glue, it also has the same properties.
No.
It's like a glue-like substance.
No.
I was looking at my dog's dick.
Yeah.
Why would you
Why
do
were
it?
You looking at it?
Not licking it. I was looking at it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The dog pee hole, or at least maybe just Brix's, is like it's like a T. What's that about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that he had exciting. A bad moil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
dog
like a tea.
Dog moil.
How'd you see it, by the way?
He was laying
inspecting.
On his back. Oh. And he'd been doing weird pee things. Like, he was peeing, like, every, like, 4 minutes.
Wait, so, like, the pink stick was out when you could see? What are we doing?
No, the pink stick was now.
I had a dog.
Well, then you just saw the little opening where the wiener actually comes. That's not actually the wiener.
Dog boner experience that was
Oh, that was,
unsettling.
Like, the pee hole of the pee hole?
Yeah.
That was, like, the missile silo,
mm-hmm. yes.
the missile silo shaped like a T, and then the red rocket
comes
out. It's
like the wiener's little sweater. It's like the dog wiener's little sweater. It's a little mm-hmm. sweater for the
I didn't know they
pain.
Had a little
like
sweater.
Like it's foreskin?
Yeah, I guess it's probably foreskin.
Why don't they have like dangly foreskin? Why is there like...
Why don't they speak English?
I like weird dogs that are
well,
really...
Well, no, it's just like us probably, except it's covered in hair. If they didn't get circumcised. Oh, circumcising
but
a dog's
like,
the worst.
There's like like hard, not hard all the time, but like
shark.
You know what I mean. Like they don't like they're Worse. Not like shrinked up. They're always like out. And
I don't know. Tyler, let's get off the
I
dog.
Was in a, I was in
two
a pet
dogs
store.
With dicks. I don't know why you don't have more information about this.
I was meandering through a pet store and I found the cutest, most adorable dog that I fell in love with instantaneously and without a doubt. That was my dog. I was taking that dog home any price,
mm-hmm.
plus
there was,
tax.
There was a customer's.
No, and the dog was so excited to see me. There were like six dogs in this little pen. This one dog was just staring at me and wagging his tail, and he was going crazy. And I went over, and I was petting him, and then he rolled over, and he had a big old boner, and I was like, nope.
That's all it took.
Not coming home with me. I don't want my dog sexually attracted to me,
mm-hmm.
constantly walking around my place with a bone.
You think that's what it was? You think
yeah.
he was?
Yeah. Yeah. I know that's what it was.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my left, and there's Ty to my right. We are coming to you live from a very noisy part of the world-famous Hollywood Improv,
mm-hmm.
the Rafters, which we've done it up here before, but in the middle of the day when the actual establishment is shut down, that's not the case right now. So we apologize in advance for any sound that you might be hearing off mic.
I do appreciate their consideration for turning the music off.
Now it's back.
Now it goes. Did you guys see that stupid car I bought?
Here's how he's pointing to a Ferrari right out. Parked right out in front. Tyler, get your microphone away from there.
Mm.
God, you bring anger to me. Well, oh, here's how loud it is. Like, I walked up here with a beer for me, a beer for Tai Tai, and I couldn't hear you guys talking, but you were talking to one another into the microphones because we all have headphones on. If we weren't wearing headphones, we're sitting all very close. There's no way we would be able to hear each other.
We would have to go out on the street.
Isn't that interesting, kind of, a little bit? Like, there's no way we'd be able to actually converse right now without the aid of essentially hearing aids.
Yeah. Same thing if we were in a space capsule during launch.
You know how...
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
You know how humans used to, like, talk to each other, but then we got phones, and now you can just ignore everyone because you're on your phone?
Yeah.
And it slowly, like, took over until now everyone's just on their phone. Do you think... It seems like everyone has a podcast these days, and, like, we're all up here sitting around, like you're saying, you can't hear anything, so we're doing a podcast. That's the way we can talk to each other. Are you going to walk into, like, a Starbucks? There's just... Tables are all full, but it's all people with microphones
just
and headsets.
All podcasts?
Just all podcasting to each other?
No, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
It appears that everybody has a podcast because we are in the podcast world, but everyone really doesn't have a podcast.
There's a lot. You know what? Mike's actually absolutely right, because, like, right now I'm trying to raise money for my film, right, for the feature, and I feel like everybody's got a feature.
Yes.
Right now I really feel like everybody has a feature film under their belt.
And almost
nobody
does.
Because there's so many. There's so many out there. But, there's still, like, only one of 12 people probably have a podcast.
We are
say
in,
one of 12.
We are in Hollywood. We could walk down the street and talk to 100 people, and I bet you 99 out of 100 have not only written and or shot a feature, but they haven't even worked on any kind of movie production.
But they probably half of them probably have a podcast.
No, that's true.
I don't know if I could hear that part because it's so fucking loud.
I can't
it's
hear myself.
Getting very loud.
If everybody has
so you're
a podcast,
in bliss? You're feeling absolute bliss right now.
Yeah. If everybody has a podcast, then we will stop doing a podcast, and we'll probably rake in the money with Patreon.
Guys, I got some really great Masters of Science later.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good.
It's going to be worth the price of admission.
Because I need to increase my brain power.
I also got a question.
Ooh.
For the two of you, what do you guys know about the guy that invented the Segway?
I know that the hype preceding the actual release of the Segway was unprecedented.
Right.
Did
and
he
said it's
going
to change the world.
Right.
And
you might have to turn yourself up, Michael.
It's the biggest thing coming down the pike.
Didn't he die on a Segway?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Mike?
Recently? He did. He fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he went off a cliff in a Segway.
I'm in the red. I'll adjust
it later. Where's the volume for this fucking thing? I just want to turn it up so we can hear each other a little bit better. Yeah, thank you very much, because I brought this up on Cinematics. Because I watched this really great documentary called Slingshot. You're turning everything down.
Yeah, sorry.
And it's all about the dude that invented the Segway, Dean Kamen. And the first thing you learn is not dead. He's just one of those weird internet rumors that everyone believes.
Oh, no.
Weird, right?
Are you kidding me?
In my head, before I push play, the dude's dead. He was not alive.
Are you sure it's not that... Did he sell the company, and the guy that bought the Segway company died?
That's what happened, I believe. One of their chief executives
died. They didn't
get
into that.
Somebody died.
All they do is talk about, like, how everyone thinks he's dead, and his mom actually had to call him and say, "Are you dead, honey?"
I have to say, a guy who's probably pretty wealthy from the Segway.
No. How many people do you know that have?
If he sold the company, someone paid him for it.
No. He's you learn a lot. It's a really good documentary. I talk about it on Cinematix, but it's called Slingshot. It's all which is his new invention, which is making clean water for countries that have shitty water.
Have either one of you ridden on a Segway?
It's really good,
Segway?
Though. No, never stepped foot.
Nope. Neither have I, and I'm glad we brought this up because
we're all getting Segways.
I'm going through one
Segway
of those weird phases.
Segway cast.
I had everything lined up in the cart, and I was hitting pay, and I couldn't fucking bring myself to do it, but I'm thinking about getting an electric bike.
Mike, when would you use an electric bike?
That's why I'm bouncing enough of you guys.
You're not going to ride it here.
Yeah, how much traveling do you do in your own neighborhood? Isn't it pretty much just over the hill? Over the hill and back, over the hill and back.
Or to Orange County or San Diego.
If
so all your destinations would
within
never...
Like, I don't think you would use it enough. And when you are out there doing a little jaunts where you could use an electric bike, you should just be using a regular bike for good exercise.
Plus, this town is...
Pedaling.
...is scary enough if you're good at biking and do it regularly.
So... Sold. Mike Carano on his electric bike with his stupid helmet.
Definitely get one of those hoverboards, though.
Thought about that,
you
too.
No.
There's actually selling one at my Chinese restaurant that I always go to. I go there and then pop in for a quick little lunch special to go, and they have this sad little hoverboard that's been sitting up there for weeks, and it just says for sale, and it's still in the box.
How much
is it? I don't know. I just look at it and judge.
The Segway doesn't look like that fun.
Well, I don't want to get into it too much because I know some people listen to Cinematics, but I talked about what I learned on that from that documentary. And it was really interesting because he wasn't part of the hype. You know, the hype was kind of manufactured beyond him. But
hype.
The reason it was underwhelming was because it wasn't sold properly. And I never understood what he was thinking when he made it
until I watched the documentary. Or somebody giant come out and say, this is going to change the world.
A lot of people said it's going to change civilization. But what he was doing was...
Ben-Hur would be a lot less exciting with Segway.
Like the Segway, even calling it a Segway, never made sense. But it was supposed to be the Segway from walking... in between walking and driving a car. He's like, we don't need to be driving these giant 3,000-pound... And I guess he didn't think about bikes. Because bikes are kind of already the Segway.
Moped.
Anyways, but it's not about...
a lot cooler on a bike.
Fuck yeah. Hey, I'm going to look so much cooler on my electric bike.
On a Segway, you sort of just look like a cash...
Coming down the street.
You look like a teller, like a bank teller, that all of a sudden your podium started just rolling away.
You look like Paul Blart.
You look like a tool tourist with a helmet.
We're doing like hot 2002 comedy right now.
So listen to this.
I've got
to be honest with you. People say Segways are great for their businesses, especially companies that have large areas to traverse, and they use a lot of Segways. But I think the golf cart, the old standard, is still better than
a
Segway.
Plus, you can put spinners on your golf cart. Yeah. You can like pimp it out, make it look like a little Ferrari.
Yep.
It's way better.
Yep.
I got a story, and I'm a total asshole in the story. Are you ready for this one?
I love those.
I'm a dick. 9:40. But I think I'm kind of justified. You guys tell me. 9:45 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Dogs going nuts. Doorbell.
Your dogs are going
my
nuts?
My dogs.
Okay.
I'm in bed with the wife.
The ones with sleeping. The dog dicks.
They both have two of the... Yeah, the two... one. No, the one that was freaking out the most, actually, yes, dog dick. And then the other one had a vagina. She was freaking out as well. Stanley just stayed in bed with us. He didn't care. Yes. Dogs freaking out. Doorbell ringing. 9:45 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay.
Rotund?
I'm angry. Mm. I get out of bed, and I'm saying these words as I lumber down my hallway. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean, 9:45 is
not
that
early. Late. Yeah, that's not that early.
On a Saturday morning?
It's practically...
On a weekend morning?
Nah, it's practically 10.
Yeah. Hey, listen to me.
It's almost lunchtime.
So I get to the door, right? I'm going to do the little peephole thing, and I hear the knock. There's no more knock. And I hear this voice. Hello? Hello? I'm still... Literally, I was asleep 30 seconds ago, so I'm like wild-haired. I'm wearing nothing but boxers.
Yeah.
Got the bone tucked up in the waistband.
Yeah. You know, with your teeth.
I open the door, and I peek my head out, and I know that there's a woman standing next to him, but I never saw her because all I saw was a little man standing in front of me holding a Bible. And hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. And I have zero control because I'm half asleep and furious.
Yep.
I'm saying, are you goddamn kidding me right now? It's very early in the morning on a Saturday. What are you doing? What are you? And all I see is him backing up and just saying, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Backing away from my door. And then I slam the door and I do the deadbolt thing and I lumber back to the bed and I get in bed. And then I can't get back to sleep because I keep laughing.
You got to videotape this stuff.
And here's what happens. I don't ever go back to sleep because I think, oh, I have that little device.
Jesus kept you up.
And yeah, now you've converted.
I have a little device on my front door called The Ring that I got through the film
wall. You
got
that?
And it has video, right?
You watched it?
And I didn't fucking pay the $30 for the year to actually log it. So I immediately went on and I bought it. And I thought that they, you know, because it just happened. So I bought it within like 20 minutes of that happening, thinking that it would still be there. And they're like, nope. Yeah, everything in the future now you'll be able to get, but there's no record of that, and that is so upsetting because that would have been great to see.
It'll probably happen again.
It might.
Yeah, I get the.
He's gonna like. You're gonna now get. Like,
I'm not. I don't want to force
you're
it.
Gonna, yeah, you're gonna be like, okay.
I don't want to force it.
Make sure the ring is on.
I get the two, and I'm not kidding you with this. I'm not exaggerating. It's happened 5 or 6 times in the past 3 to 4 years, at the place I live now. I get the two young Mexican chicks who are very attractive, like long dark hair.
Right, they're girls. And, you don't have to say anymore.
But here's the thing is, they don't speak English.
What are they doing knocking on your door?
They knock on the door, and they have all their paraphernalia and the Bibles.
Oh.
And their costume.
Do they have a mop?
On.
Well, that's racist. Sorry.
And then they start speaking to me, and I said, I don't speak Spanish. Sorry. And they walk away, and they talk to the neighbor, and he's polite to them every single time. He talks to them for a minute in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's anything that my Bible has taught me, it's that I should go out into the world and wake people up on their leisurely Saturday.
You guys are both coming at me saying 9:45 is fine on a Saturday morning.
9:45 is... There is no time that's fine to knock on somebody's door and talk
about
your religion.
Oh, yeah,
no fucking
I think
time.
Weekends, anything before 10 is exceptionally rude.
I disagree with anything before 9.
Dude, you're an old man that wakes up at like 6 every morning.
I go to bed at 4 in the afternoon, and I wake up at 4 in the morning.
And Ty Ty, you're up around the clock with your kid.
And then I go to the track.
Not true. He sleeps all night.
Mm-hmm. Does he?
Yeah.
Good for you, bud.
Since 3 months. Good since like 12 to 14 hours a night.
Wow. I think it's wrong to knock on somebody's door and talk about your religion at any time.
Yeah, that is true. And I genuinely believe that in my
life. Well, the big issue is, when has anyone on your doorstep who you don't know ever convinced you of it? It's like people posting in their Facebook feed.
Yeah.
You're never going to change
bumper
your mind.
Stickers.
Yeah.
You think a bumper sticker has ever changed anyone's mind?
No.
No one's ever been like, oh, fuck, coexist with all the different religions. I get it now.
It's kind of clever, though.
I have seen people in their car and thought, I could run this guy off the road, and then I saw their bumper sticker and thought, now I might run them off the road, so it's changed my mind in that manner.
I like the people that keep the political bumper stickers.
Oh, but 10 years later?
Of the guy that lost.
Spiru Ag. Oh, yeah.
I still see, like, gore every now and then on, like, the first Prius.
Yeah, you should just put a bumper sticker next to it.
It's always a Prius.
I make poor decisions.
You got to replace that bumper sticker, right? What do you doing?
You
just don't care?
Not put a bumper sticker on there. Yeah.
Do you guys realize that D. Antwoord and Ween are both playing at my favorite L.A. venue within 3 weeks of each other? What are the chances of that?
And D. Antwoord's breaking up next year.
I'm so sick of hearing about that.
Where?
They said it's they're going to do it after the fifth album.
What venue is it? Henry Potter?
The Palladium.
That's your favorite venue, really?
I love it there.
Oh, really?
I got so many stories from that place.
It's a good venue, but
it's a great little venue.
It's not the best sounding venue.
It's all about the vibe and the feel. You can go up to the balcony if you like. You can go down to the floor. It's nice.
You know,
I like it.
You know, it's a pretty good venue. It's the Microsoft Theater.
Oh, let's talk Emmys. Let's do it. Jillian looks at me. She's concerned when she tells me these words, Tyler. She has her Twitter or Facebook or something open on her phone, and she's seen pictures of you, right? And you're, like, thanking people and holding the Emmy. And she looks at me, and she's concerned when she says, does he really think that he won the Emmy?
Oh, okay. First of all, how dare she? And the category we won it for is directly related to the work that team does.
Was that the only one you guys won?
No, we won the next night, and then we're nominated for another one on Sunday.
Oh, is that like a technical one that they do behind closed doors?
So tell me, what was it like?
So wait, you guys won for like hashtagging?
We won for outstanding interactive programming. We were up against Conan, Game of Thrones, The Talking Dead, and something else.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
All those shows are better than yours.
Thank you.
No offense.
Well, that's even more of a compliment to Ty Ty, right?
So, yeah, we thought we had like maybe like a 1 in 3 chance of winning.
Okay, I get it now. I did not understand. I don't think Jillian got it either. I think we just thought that your show won an Emmy for like best nighttime programming.
I would not get a ticket.
Yeah, and I totally
and
thought
I wouldn't
it
be
had
allowed up on stage.
I absolutely thought
you were on stage. You went up on stage. What?
Yes.
I totally
was it on
thought
TV?
It
was
had
on
something
TV?
To do with you because I thought you had too much access.
Were you on TV with your mug, smiling all happily?
It depends. It's filmed.
Where's the Emmy stay?
So our category, you can only nominate 4 people. So 4 people get Emmys.
The statue.
So the two
I had to fix Jacques Cousteau's Emmy. I had to glue it back together. Yeah. He had a bunch, and a couple of them are broken. Sorry.
Salt water.
My Emmy back together.
So do you guys get like turns? Do you get to like bring it home like bunny? Like when you're grade school, I get the bunny this weekend.
So the two exec producers, they put their names in there. James, his name is in there,
Earl Jones.
Then Adam, who's like my boss of our digital team, he's on there.
Uh-huh.
So the 4 of them actually get it.
And they could put it in their office and they probably bring it to bars and pick up the ladies.
Yeah.
Think it'll work.
We did go to a bar later that night after we'd gone to we did the whole shebang. I stood up and yelled holy shit when they said the Late Late Show because we were the second to last award.
How big is your team?
My team?
Yeah.
Like, did the digital team?
Yeah, the people, your department that won the award.
3 people.
There's 3 of you.
3 of us.
And how many Emmys did they give your team?
One, my
boss. Only one. I thought they gave 4. Okay.
The other one went to Ben, one went to Rob, and one went to James.
So 4 did go to a team of 3.
That's pretty great.
Kinda,
no.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
The executive producers each got one.
EPs, yes.
And then James, the host, got one.
Okay.
And then my boss got one.
Gotcha. Copy that. Well, congrats, buddy.
Thank you.
Well,
it made buying my tux worth it for sure. But yeah, the whole night we were like, this is fun. Then we sat there for 2 hours.
Who did you think was going to win?
Game of Thrones won every single thing. Like, there was
how do they interact? What do they do?
They submitted this like 3D virtual reality map. You know, the one that plays at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You could like it was like you were flying over it. And you could like whatever.
Sounds awful.
So we were like, please don't lose to a map.
Yeah. like soaring over Motar.
And thankfully we won. We yelled and ran up there and grinned like
who,
idiots.
Who presented?
I don't know who the host was, but there was multiple, like...
No, yeah. I mean, when you guys won, who was your presenter?
Was it Chris?
Olivia Munn.
It wasn't Chris Hardwick. Was it... I don't know. I can't remember. It might have been Margo Martindale, which is weird. And then she won right after us for the Americans. But in the back room, after we, like, posed with the Emmys and shit, we were in, like, this hallway waiting to get through to, like, the press area.
Yeah.
With Bob Newhart, Allison Janney, Bradley Whitford, like,
that's
all
pretty great.
These, like...
Yeah, heavy
Newhart.
Hitters.
Yeah. Bob Newhart
best,
was
man.
So cool.
Wait, were you waiting in line for what? To get what it for?
They do like interviews and stuff. I wasn't part of those. But
what if did you do the interview and you're just like hashtag at?
Did you
Tyler,
talk to Newhart?
Hashtag.
No, I did not talk to Newhart. I mean, I said hello as I walked past him, and he went, "I'm old."
Well, congrats,
then we went into the LA Convention Center.
Yeah,
that whole thing is for the party. Like, there's like 400 tables or something like that in there.
And you got fed.
And I drank so much wine, just endless.
And you
get home.
He drove.
One of the network execs. He lives in Pasadena, and he wasn't drinking. So, Daddy hitched a ride.
Loser.
Home. Yeah.
You do that a lot. You get hammered at work, and then hitch rides here sometimes.
Beautiful.
Done that a few times.
A beautiful thing.
Back in the old
Wish
studios, you get dropped off. No, you don't.
Uber, Lyft.
Sometimes I do.
Waking up hungover, the worst.
Oh my God,
the worst.
It is the worst.
Especially when there's a little man with a Bible at your front door.
We're at the after party for like 2 hours, and then the producer Ben was like, "Let's get out of here." So he has a exclusive membership to that Soho Club place.
Oh, who was just telling me about that?
So you trucked it from downtown to Sunset Boulevard.
You were. How? When did I talk to you? What?
We did a show on like Thursday, the day before.
Oh yeah.
I had been there on Tuesday.
You're
first.
Not talking about this Soho house. You're talking about the
Soho
one.
On Sunset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super posh. Super fancy.
Yeah, right.
Super
yeah,
Mad
absolutely.
Men. So yeah, now I've been there twice in 1 week, and I'll probably never get to go there again. But we walked in, you know, eight dudes in tuxes,
right,
carrying Emmys through like the main bar.
You guys
section.
Crushed it. You guys
crushed
it.
I've never been stared at more in my entire life.
Right.
Every single table
That's
was like,
great.
"Who the fuck are these
that
guys?"
Is great.
It was pretty tight.
We're TV people.
I know some people, and Tara knows some people that are professional writers, and they all write at Soho House. Like
yeah,
they have
like
memberships.
It's like the who's who. Like I guess,
but they just go sit there like it's Starbucks and write.
It's nice. I love writing in public. Now I get made fun of for doing it because I'm called a hipster, but it's the best.
You
can't write when I'm in a quiet home.
You get a virtual reality helmet and write
as I'm flying
like
over
that.
The map.
The biggest thing of why you need to be out is because then you don't have a fridge you can just go up to and get stuff. If you need stuff, you have to pay for it. Then you're like, I don't need to buy a sandwich. I'll just keep writing.
Yeah, but you don't write for more than 3 hours at a time.
Yeah, but even if I sat down at home and I just eaten, I'd be like 50 minutes in and be like,
yeah, see,
go,
exactly.
I
distraction.
Go, I could go knock.
Distraction.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought
I'm
you were
saying.
Saying that's
why
sucks.
You go out.
I thought you were saying
that. No.
Because then you're like, you end up buying stuff.
Did you strike while the iron was hot and ask for a raise?
Oh, yeah. And I got mad brain. No.
What? Someone sucked your dick?
Yeah.
What? What the hell, Tyler? Come on, mad brain.
I don't know what that means.
I just went.
I
was
don't
like,
know what
Lauren,
that means.
I'm going for it.
Speaking
don't
of social
wait,
media.
Don't wait up.
I was forwarded an article, and I heard a thumbnail sketch of this article. It was, I believe, in the New York Times. And I actually asked for the article, which I never clicked
Alrighty.
On, never opened. But I plan to one day. And it's all about...
Naming your baby Atticus?
I think the New York Times did a little report on kids that are probably like 8 to 10 years old now who are feeling the ramifications of growing up on Facebook due to their parents.
Yeah.
And how furious they are.
The kids have inner anger because their parents
because
are on Facebook.
All of their bullshit is like all their embarrassing stuff from childhood. What you and I know and Tyler knows as like the home movies that we all have.
Yeah.
All of those are public for their little friends to just look up on a whim and then, you know, do whatever they like with it, repost it, and make fun of them mercilessly. And these poor kids.
Now, why are you not going to read that before you have the baby? Because you can probably.
Well, I'm going to read it. I meant to read it before this show, but I didn't get to it.
Put it up for adoption.
I don't think we're going to do a whole lot of baby stuff. I want to bore people. You know what I mean? Look at that. Tyler's showing us a picture.
That's fantastic.
It's good.
That is
well
great.
Well done, Tyta. Last time I saw you in a tux, you were in my wedding. Look at that.
It's true.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you in a tux, I don't know.
Probably my wedding.
I'm going to guess.
You were there.
It's probably the only time you see me in a tux.
I think that article is probably spot on, but I think it's up to the parents and their discretion and/or their better
right,
judgment.
Right, but I think that at the time,
they,
and Tyler's going through this a little bit, like you're just thinking, oh, this is my kid and he's cute and I want to share. But you get to the point where all of that stuff is going to be public for his peers.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
No, you do have to be careful.
Right now, it's nothing but sweet-ass baby pics.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, it's pictures of you pouring a Budweiser into his mouth.
Well, that would be cool, I think, if his
friends
saw that.
There might already be photos of that.
What?
Huh? You know what? People get what they deserve. people that go to parties and get super fucked up and do this stupid shit and then post a picture of it, they get what they got coming.
Yeah, I agree.
When your kid finds a picture of you blowing to some dude in a bathroom at a frat house.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting mad brain after winning an Emmy.
Mad brain.
I don't know what mad brain
Let's
is.
Let's not do that. Let's not say the mad brain anymore. Let's not bring that to the program. Let's not have that part of the program.
When brain became like the new way of saying getting head.
You know who would say brain a lot? JLC.
Totally. Me and my friends elevate it to the next level.
Rest in peace. Like,
yeah, dude, I was getting some mind.
I don't
get
it.
Would it be like some cortex?
I don't get it. Getting head. Getting brain.
I do not know.
Okay.
Getting mind.
I never liked that phrase, getting
domed.
I think we've talked about it on the show, but like when I first realized why they call it head, I'm like, oh, it's because you're having sex with someone's head. It makes sense. All the first 15 years of knowing what head was called, I had no idea why they called it head.
I didn't either. I just learned it right now.
Just now? It's because you're banging a head.
Absolutely.
All right, we're not that filthy show. Let's go. You want a little Masters of Science?
I remember when I was a kid and like you heard about sex wax, you know?
Yeah.
And, like they use it on surfboards.
Yeah. Smells good.
And I was just like, but like, what's it really for?
It's good
obviously,
for your
like,
stick.
Obviously, surfers are using
I'm
it
with
like,
you.
Like they figured out that sex acts is good on
oh,
boards.
Oh, you thought it was like that
like,
was
what
a secondary?
Yep. You do with it with the sex though.
Yep.
Their little tagline was sex wax. It's good for your stick.
Yeah.
I
absolutely. I thought there was an underlying meaning behind sex wax my entire childhood. I'm like, this is not
still
just
might be.
Surfboard
you
wax.
Know, people have waxed up their dick.
Oh, because probably guys like me that were maybe a little bit dumber would have used it.
Well, it's like Vaseline. Who actually uses Vaseline?
No one uses Vaseline.
Right?
It's
but that's
not
the
even
joke.
Smooth.
And that's, like, if you have Vaseline in your bedroom and, like, your friend sees you from back in our day, where, like, masturbating was like, really frowned upon and you got made fun of, if anyone
it was?
Nowadays, not so much.
No, nowadays, not at all.
When I was in school, it was like, oh, but you're, like you're jacking
I don't
off.
Think it is so much anymore, though. I think they're much more, like, out in the open with it. At least that's what
I
noticed.
So, probably.
But
how much?
Like, if they see Vaseline, like within the vicinity of where you live, like, oh, you're beating off.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, dude, it's my mom's.
If it's in the store that's two blocks down from your house, like, you're jacking off.
Vaseline does not seem like it would be in any way productive.
No, it's way too viscous.
I definitely used it at one point. It was terrible.
Tyler,
terrible. How
do you clean? You know what's probably more?
How do you clean your dick afterwards?
Oh, weeks.
You're going to go through soft soap. Like a half a thing of sauce.
No,
soap.
For weeks you just can't wash it. It just repels water. it's like duck.
Duck tape. No, it's a duck tape there.
The shit that's on ducks that lets them float and not get water.
Oil.
Yeah.
Duck oil.
Duck oil.
It's just like duck oil.
Well, what's on ducks that makes them float? What?
Air.
The stuff that makes
air.
Is it down? Is it the down?
No, there's oil.
The feathers.
There's oil.
What?
There's oil in their feathers.
All right,
that
you know what? Let's save
water.
Face here. Let's save face. And I'm prepared to be very disappointed. When I first learned this, I was so excited to bring it to the program. And I've thought of it a number of times throughout the week. And I've imagined that either
like
one of
Jillian
you...
I don't like that Jillian was making fun of me.
I don't like that either. Because I wasn't going to make fun of him. I was proud.
Not making fun of him. But we just both thought, like, you know, like,
Jillian
you weren't
made
being
the
that clear.
Motion when
no,
you won.
She didn't do that. She's just like, looks like his show won an Emmy, but he's acting as though he personally won it. And I'm like, it's what you do, especially
if
you're a social media guy.
Maybe she saw my tweet on Saturday when I was retweeting my boss who won another one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude. She wasn't talking shit, but she was a little bit concerned. She thought you were having some delusions of grandeur.
Gonna have to have some words with Jillian.
You know, I'm going to hear about this. She's going to hear this, and she's going to be upset with me.
But not with me. What's up, Jills? What's up, girl?
You stop talking to my wife that way. All right.
That's
here
how I was
comes.
Talking when I got
all right, what's the question? You guys have any idea, Master of Science, any idea why a bullwhip makes that sound?
It breaks the sound barrier, right?
You fucker.
No, I didn't know that.
That is why. How fucking insane is that? That little snap you're hearing, that very loud snap, is actually a little mini sonic boom.
The fact that Mike Carano can make a little song boom.
Dude.
It's pretty powerful. That makes me feel powerful.
How'd you know that, Mr. Emmy? How'd you know?
I think you just answered your own question.
But now here's the question is, because
I should have fucking borrowed the Emmy tonight.
The volume in the snaps differential is very...
Everywhere you go, you just have the Emmy for a while. You're that guy.
The volume is not always consistent. So are there different levels of breaking the sound barrier? I thought it would just be one noise once you broke it.
What are you talking about?
When I crack my whip...
I read an article, and I'm too dumb to fully wrap my mind around it, but it has to do with they thought it was just breaking the sound barrier, and then they've done some more studies, and they've learned that it's beyond that. And actually, I think it double breaks the sound barrier because like, it makes a loop and then goes twice the speed of sound. Twice the speed of sound when you do it correctly.
And it creates a black hole and then sucks itself into the black hole.
How late were you up researching why bullwhips make...
I'm going to explain to you where I learned this, and it's going to make me sound very dumb.
This sounds like some 4 a.m. shit for
time. You ever heard a little show called...
How It's Made?
Practical Jokers.
Yeah, baby.
Practical Jokers.
Only the greatest show on television.
It's pretty good. They have it's so popular now, and it's so successful that they have another show where the show reruns, but they have little pop-ups on it, right, where they give you info.
I can't watch that, and I also hate their specials.
I can't read very good.
I hate their specials. Stole
that from VH1.
I hate their specials, and I hate their little interstitials they do before
their skits. I've never seen what you
think is the
greatest show ever.
I watch the specials, and I can guarantee you that the after specials are all better than what they did up there.
Yeah.
But they're great at making fools of themselves, and I love the... what they do on the show, where like it's just random people on the street, and you see these kinds of circumstances that they get put in.
Yes,
it's a great show, Mike.
I'm saying everyone should watch. I'm not saying that you shouldn't watch it. You should definitely watch it. Practical Joker.
But one of the little pop-ups on the extra show said the bullwhip actually makes that sound by breaking the sound barrier, and I'm like, no, that's not true. And I spent 30 minutes researching.
I'll choose to believe that's correct. However, what I'm saying is
you don't have to choose.
I'll choose to believe science.
The sound fluctuates. Sometimes it's a snap, and sometimes it's unbelievably loud. Sometimes it's even louder. So
I thought when something
breaks the sound barrier, it's one sound. I didn't know there's a variable in
Are
there.
Are you expecting that it would be like when a jet breaks the sound barrier and it breaks all your windows?
Yeah.
Those are usually doubles. You notice that?
Doubles?
Yeah, whenever like, I hear the sound. It's very rare, but when you hear the sonic boom, it's usually like two booms in succession.
When you guys were growing up, weren't there like booms all the time?
There were quite a few.
Yeah, there were.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did they go away?
That's tight.
I don't know. Probably the law.
The law?
I think it's the law.
Yeah, they have sound restrictions now.
Sound restrictions or flight restrictions?
Excuse me. You guys are doing too many cool sound breaking things.
A lot of
things.
Old planes, you're not allowed to fly them.
We're the law. Stop it.
like jet planes with sirens.
Burbank Airport.
Pulling you over.
Irvine, John Wayne. There's a lot of airports that if you're going to fly one of the older planes that's louder, you have to fly in certain hours and you have to make steep
We're talking about sonic booms,
and accents.
We're talking about speedy, military planes.
Accents? What's it called? Ascend?
Accents.
Ascend and descend, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like John Wayne Airport, when you watch those planes come out of there, they just shoot straight up in the sky.
Pilgrim.
To avoid the
it's so weird.
The wealthy residents of Newport Beach.
Doesn't know what we're talking about, and you live anywhere close to there, and you're going to be around John Wayne Airport, which they're trying to change the name, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he's a racist.
Kirk Douglas Airport.
I think it's what I call it, the Orange County Airport. Or they'll probably pull like a typical thing, and they'll call it like Los Angeles Airport of
Orange
County.
Orange County.
That's what they do.
It's a good airport.
But
LAXOC.
Tyler,
that would be confusing.
Laxox.
Have you seen it? Like what they do? Because they made a law where, like Mike was saying, you're not allowed to fly over certain like really ritzy parts of town, which is all around the airport. So they almost take off like...
Have you flown out of there?
No.
Because it is...
They go straight up.
It is, nothing short of frightening. And they tell you they're going to do it when they leave. The minute they clear, they just go as up as they can. And then they let off the engines, and they.
Your stomach just fucking fly to the top of your mouth?
It's like a ride.
It is. There is no mistaking that something is happening.
I'm
going
to start flying out of.
I
want to
actually. I
want
to do that. I always thought it was really fun to watch, but I never even thought about actually going on the plane.
No, they tell you. They tell
it's
you.
Like
explain
Superman.
You the sound restrictions and what's going to happen, and especially if it's on one of the older, louder jets.
I love that they came up with that idea. They're like a bunch of angry rich fucks with their houses. They're like, we're sick and tired of hearing these planes.
It's fine. We'll just go straight up.
It's not too shabby.
One guy comes in. He's like, I got an idea.
You just pull back on the stick all the way, toes on the nose.
I heard the best story about a loud plane that ties into...
The best story about a loud plane?
Okay, I have a friend.
There's got to be a few.
I have a friend who was at the Santa Monica Airport.
Are you
going to
just tell us the plot of Sully?
I have a friend who was at the Santa Monica Airport, and the loudest plane he had ever heard landed. And then the person he was with said, that's Bill Cosby. Because he's the only one that's allowed to land his plane here because of the sound restrictions, and they gave him an exemption. And so they waited to talk to Cosby. These are guys that are known. They're comedians. So they talked to Cosby for a few minutes, and he invited him over for dinner that night.
This story sounds very familiar to you, Tata.
Did I tell the story already?
Sound very familiar to you, Tata?
No.
So Cosby invites them over for dinner.
Gets them all drinks.
They all smoke cigars, had
drinks.
Easy
joke.
Tyler.
Had a nice time. The one thing that stood out to me was my friend asked him, what's this floor made out of? And he said,
yes.
Leather.
This doesn't sound familiar to you? I've actually called
that part does.
Here's the end of the story. They're standing at the door.
They're all suing Bill
And they
Cosby.
Asked him where he was, and he said he was performing in Japan. And he said when the limo was taking him back to his plane, he watched a school let out, and it was all these young Japanese schoolgirls walking down the street. And Cosby looked at my friend and went, that's when I realized you can't fuck all of them.
You haven't heard the story.
And then I
before.
Asked him if that was weird, and he said it was so weird, this we didn't even discuss it for like
why,
an hour.
Why
after
haven't
leaving.
You told that story to TMZ?
Well, he told the story to us.
I don't
before.
Sell out my friends.
Oh, I finally saw Popstar.
Yeah, did you enjoy Popstar?
I enjoyed it very much. And
Popstar is very great.
The TMZ parodies are great.
People,
I would just watch
people
that
were kind of polarized. They found that polarizing. Some people liked it. Some people did not like the TMZ.
Just like people are really going to hate this part of the show.
Hey, you know what?
I like
TMZ
this part of the
screaming
show.
Into
TMZ
the microphone.
I can hear myself.
Hey, you guys hip on Designer yet?
What is that?
He's
the rapper?
The next big
Panda?
Thing. Yeah.
Nope.
Panda.
I don't even know who that is.
Designer, so okay. Sweet.
I go brothers in Atlanta.
Panda. Oh, he is so great.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Panda. Yeah, Designer is pretty goddamn sweet.
This should be the whole podcast. It's all a secret.
Well, hey, welcome to the show, everybody. We're doing a show over here.
There's double purpose because there's people sitting right next to us at the next table.
I feel like we should do the rest of the program like this.
We should. I like it. I bet the listeners like it.
It looks like we're on trial at the Congress.
Hey, what's going on with that? Have you noticed that with the... I just saw, you know, the people that like are in courtrooms and they type,
yeah.
They type, you know, the stenographers?
Yeah.
The stenographers?
Snuffleupagusers?
They got a new thing where they like wear a Bane mask and I think they just talk into it. Have you seen this?
No.
Have you seen this?
Hey, you seen this?
No.
No. Oh, you made that up.
I swear to God, I saw it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Batman. I've been trying to diversify my assets.
I almost.
I don't know why they're doing business school. Speaking of business school, have you guys seen the
business
billboard?
Has been terrible.
It's a real thing. We saw the lady, and she's like holding, it looks like a vacuum cleaner up to her mouth.
Maybe
and
she's
like
she
talking, she's watching intently,
she
and she's obviously
it
just
sounds like she's just
she's
high
speaking
on
into
Doritos
it.
For lunch, and she was
the
vacuuming
dentist.
The crumbs.
What?
You
no.
Guys, do anybody here want to join me in the
yes,
Gene Simmons Business Symposium out at Barongo Casino on the 18th?
That's not a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Jesus. Come on now.
It's only $35. And you get a copy of his book.
You got to go, right? You're such a fan.
No, I don't have to go, but I'll go if you guys want to go.
I'm not going. I'm going to be gone.
You get a copy of his book, and you get to walk through what they call the petting axe.
What?
Yeah. What's and he's got his bases are there, and you get to walk through and touch them.
It's a Sunday, right?
So weird.
I have an appointment with a Bible man who's going to knock on my door at 9:45. No, I'm directing that movie.
Oh, it's at Morongo.
Oh, yeah.
Morongo.
Good times. Morongo's a local casino out here in the L.A. area. It's 2 hours from wherever you are.
It's literally called Moron Go.
Yeah, Indian payback.
It's true. I never thought about that. Yeah. Moron Go.
We tried to call it Stupid White Man. No business. Call it Moron Go.
That
very rich.
Do you remember when Carano?
I can say that because I'm 195th.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as 195th.
And I have respect for all of mankind, so I can say it.
132nd.
It's people are all kidding,
even.
So I can say it.
132nd. Blackfoot.
Mm.
They moved my people to
I got
Canada.
All my stuff.
To Canada.
I got my Ancestry.com back finally.
Oh,
oh yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, the
and?
Like the DNA.
So vague.
The DNA
so vague.
One,
yeah.
Which is like white person
this,
from
this sounds
college.
Like it's
I'm
so
like,
vague I didn't even really read it. All I know is Hitler.
Yeah, it's just it's like 33% Irish.
Wait, what did you say?
Hitler.
I was just,
they got mine
yeah,
back too.
Super vague.
I don't know. It's not even worth talking about. It's not even worth talking about. Manson. Hitler, Mussolini.
No, it's not accurate like that at all.
Ryan Locke.
It doesn't tell you like names
Scott
of people.
Scott Peterson. I'm related to everybody.
I'm 2% Jewish.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
33% Irish. And then like the rest is just like Western Europe. How much of a fucking cop out
so
is that?
So maybe you are Cohen.
2%
Jewish.
Oh, my
Jewish. God. You're totally Cohen.
It's Cohen.
Yeah, they changed it because they were trying to avoid.
Yeah, you changed it because you're embarrassed of your heritage.
Yeah.
No, Cowan is
you're embarrassed.
Comes from the UK. So it's COWAND, and they dropped the D.
Probably be more successful in this town if you change it.
I'm probably Jewish.
I don't think you're very Jewish.
No, I probably am.
Hey,
I don't think you are.
You're 100% Italiano.
My mom's maiden name was Hirschberger, and my brother's, and she always said we're like German or something, and my brother's wife researched, and she goes, I'm pretty sure you guys are Jewish.
Why don't you do the DNA? Ancestry.
Do it.
DNA.
Why would you do that right now? What is that? How does that add to the program? Why did you do a cheer for DNA just now?
Because I'm talking myself into it. I'm going to do it, man.
What were we talking about right before that? We're going somewhere.
Do it while you're at the business symposium.
We're on our way somewhere. We're talking about this.
I hope I'm related to Schindler. Oh.
Just because he's a good, like if you're a Nazi.
Oh, wait,
he
wasn't Jewish. He was German.
He was a Nazi. Yeah, he was a
good
Nazi.
I hope I'm not now.
Remember when Carano sent, he had Kristen Carney send a script to me to read, and I was furious with him?
Uh-huh.
He broke the news on this year program?
I think we talked about this on last week's show.
We sure did.
Oh, we did?
We sure did. I got a story about Seinfeld going over to Cosby's house for dinner.
What are you, like, having a kid soon or something?
I said that I'm directing it like this Sunday, Monday. Is that what I said? Last week we talked about this.
No, we talked about it last week extensively.
What?
And we're talking about it
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. Again. I apologize.
That's all right. People wanted to recap.
I just want to talk about how good things happen sometimes with bad things.
Let me just check the transcript, Batman.
I apologize for bringing that up again.
Hey, I'm a Jewish.
What?
I was doing, who's that old comedian?
I'm going to delete everything
be alive.
Before
I
it
feel
in
like
the podcast
everything
and everything
should
after
be
that.
It's
just going to be you.
We've interrupted each other quite a lot on this podcast, and I like it.
Mike, I do have a question.
Yeah.
This is your bag, right?
Yeah.
Is this some sort of subliminal message to, like, the ladies that might see your bag?
Domke?
No, it's the name of the company that made it, but I don't get it.
Pretty sure it says, Do Mike.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice that.
It's D-O-M-K-E. And it's registered.
I did not even notice that or think of that.
Do Mike.
Do Mike.
You think that really works, the subconscious
shit? Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
I was wearing my tux that says, Get Brain.
Get Brain.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
I don't know. I don't like any of that terminology used for blowjobs. Mm-hmm. I don't even like blowjob. The word blowjob.
Why do you call it blowjob and I'm lying?
I like to think of it as just a sincere thanks.
That's nice.
I appreciate you, and that's why I'm going to do this. It's like a back rub, only it's your mouth on my penis.
All right.
That's nice.
I had something weird happen out in Oxnard.
Yeah?
I'm not going to talk about the main issue, but one of the young girls that works out there said, I was warned about you.
Oxnard, right next to Sheep's Dick.
Yeah.
Tyler, come on. Show some respect, some reverence for Oxnard. What are you doing?
Did you say go home?
No, I said show some respect.
Go home.
Oh.
Easy, dude. Easy. What's going on? It's a weird vibe at the table right now.
I don't like you guys anymore.
I didn't know you were
going
to quit that easily.
Look at he's getting all big.
Well, let's be honest. You're the only one that's walked off the show so far.
Yeah, Tyler.
No, you.
We all get a chance to walk off.
Talking about
we
me.
All get that, like, get
what's
out
with
of,
the flock of
show
you got going
card.
On right now?
The hair? I don't know.
I like it.
Oxnard. Tell me about Oxnard.
No, it's nice. Food's good. That's it.
A girl said that she was
warned
about you.
One of the girls said I was warned about you, that you like to give back massages. And I said, that's not true at all. And then she came up to me and said, you can give me a back massage if you
want.
Yeah,
that's just her way of asking for a back massage.
And then I got bent out of shape thinking, who the fuck told you that?
And then
she's
you
like,
needed
I was
a
only
back
joking. Because I was only kidding. And I was like, I don't think you're kidding. You're a liar.
Oh, now you're just like the creepy guy that's like angry about nothing.
I've been rubbing everyone's backs now. Why would I want to do that?
Any back
Why would
I
want to rub anyone's back? Jesus Christ. What am I, a masseuse?
Huh?
But ladies, if you want me to rub your back, I'll do it.
Michael, come on. Why are you soliciting for sex?
I will.
On
I
the
will.
Program, like almost weekly.
I haven't done it. Haven't
sex
come through with it. Haven't done it yet.
Did you survive your insane week?
It's still lingering, but yeah.
Still. It's been a couple weeks.
It's never going to go away. This shit's, it's like a disease. These jobs are like a fucking terrible disease.
What? They, with money. You get paid for your disease. Hey, speaking of money and things and stuff going on. My God, it's been a slog in getting there, and it's a lot of work, Tyler.
It's
you know, you're somewhat
it's
involved.
It's supposed to be
September 20th is when we launched the campaign. September 20th, so a few days after this year program.
So
was
September
released.
19th will be the day that you see Anderson change his last name to Cohen.
September 18th.
Next time we do the show, the campaign will be on and popping, and it's the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
Wait,
to this
September
point in my
20th?
Life. Yeah,
never forget.
That hasn't even come up yet.
Never forget.
Next time we do a show. it will already have gone. This is the last show we're doing before the actual launch.
Oh, I thought you already launched it. I was going to ask you how much bread you pulled in.
Nah, no. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
You know what?
A lot of
work. You should be at the Gene Simmons Symposium on Sunday, September 18th.
I can't. You know why? It's a funny story. I'm actually, you know that? Remember when you sent that script?
Oh, my God. See that girl out there with the blonde hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are we doing, man? What are we doing?
That's
come
not
on.
Who I thought it was.
Let's bring this show back to like its roots and where it was good. Tyler and I are going to get hammered.
Okay, back to its roots.
Put my beer back down.
Back to its roots. Machetes. Alcohol.
Hey, you know the suicide by cop thing? It's a real puss move, and it really fucks up a lot of cops. You know,
sure
some
does.
Cops, I'm sure, I've known some cops that have killed people, and they're like, I didn't go to counseling at all. It was great. I killed a bad guy. And I was like, all right, you're fucking weird. But a lot of cops that actually get...
He said that.
I've met a few cops.
I killed a bad guy. Yeah. It was great.
I've met a guy who...
It was good.
We have someone. We have a listener who's a cop who emailed me and let us know that he pulled over someone in a drive-thru.
We got a lot of action on that. Yeah, I was getting tweets, and I was having people send things. You send stuff.
I wore my sunglasses so people don't recognize me.
Tyler.
It's a great song, Action by Sweet.
There was the college football players that got like arrested for passing out in the drive-thru recently.
That's a bad move.
Probably stayed up all night studying for finals. That's why he was tired.
That's probably what it was. But, suicide by cops. So it really ruins a lot of people's lives.
Sure
like, let's say like 5-6 cops end up, you know, filling you full of lead.
Yeah.
Bad times. How about this?
I wonder if you shoot some guy who wants suicide by cop with four of your friends if there's like 1/4 the guilt compared to if it was just you by yourself.
Oh, for sure. It's like the shooting gallery. Death by shooting. Shooting range.
Shooting brigade. Shooting
squad. Shooting squad. Death by shooter. I would like to be hanged. No, I'd electric chair. No, I shoot.
I don't know
squad.
What you're doing.
What is it called?
I don't know what you're doing.
What the fuck's it called?
Firing squad.
Oh my God, that chick what? I was pointing out. I thought
firing
it was somebody
squad.
Else.
Firing squad.
Check her out anyway.
Oh my
Holy
God,
shit
we can't
balls.
Do the show
Jesus
here anymore. This is
Christ.
Obviously
firing
guys,
squad.
This is the firing squad. Yeah, they always put like a couple like blanks in a couple of the guys' guns, so they
I
can
like
always
fire her squad. If you know what I mean.
Hey. So I was thinking of this.
I got brothers in Atlanta.
How often do our cars backing out of spots? Right now, there's tens
somebody?
Of hundreds of thousands of cars
suicide
backing
by
out of
reverse?
Spots. Yeah, suicide by backing up.
I think when cars back out and kill somebody,
like
it's normally
2 miles
a child.
An hour.
It's
but it rolls
a child.
Over you.
It's normally their own kid
can,
in their driveway.
If you
want to
die, you can easily lay down behind the car.
Run into like the freeway.
Sorry for bringing everyone down.
Not lay down and let a car slowly crunch
over
your head.
People get run over in reverse are normally children in the driveway and the parent didn't
what
see
is
them.
That? What's the point to that?
They're not committing suicide by mom or dad.
No, I'm saying you can, though. Leave the cops alone. Leave the cops out of it.
You
just
can.
Lay down behind...
There's
I guess whoever backs
so
out.
They're doing suicide by gravity. I mean, you can blame out. Anything for
I
anything.
I heard a story.
Say suicide
the other day,
by
there was a really bad accident, like on a 15.
Driving.
This is a story I heard secondhand from a cop.
Not as bad as the accident on a 16.
Second or third hand, all right? But here's the story.
Talking about
you can
my high school
this.
Days.
15 coming back from Vegas, right?
Uh-huh.
Horrible car accident.
Yeah.
Guy gets out of the car, and his mom is dead in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And he's so upset. He's like inconsolable. Crying, sobbing, freaking the fuck out.
Mama's boy.
A giant SUV is coming down the 15. He jumps in front of it. Just implodes. Okay. Explodes. Like he just kills himself right there because he killed his mom.
And that guy was so upset that he jumped out.
And it just kept happening. It was like a domino effect all the way back to LA.
20,000 dead on the 15. Sadly, it was on the 15 South, so they were all broke.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I don't like the suicide by cop idea yet. Part of me loves it.
Why? Why would you love it?
Like, I like the idea of taking someone else down with you.
Why?
Like, if you decide I'm going to jump off the Empire State Building, and you just grab someone's kid and jump over there.
The
I'm
kid.
Kidding.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Grabbing a kid.
I'm kidding. I mean, you find somebody who seems like a bad person. And then
do you guys talk? All right, let's say you do just grab like just a random fuck who's standing up there, right? And you jump down. And, you know, let's say it takes you 30 seconds. Are there any words exchanged?
I'm pretty sure the only word is ah.
I think I might be so angry. Like, what the fuck? Why would you do this? I didn't want to do
this. I would respect it if you punched the guy
eight
or nine times on the way down. And then you bounced off an arm. And then into the water and you lived.
I try and position it so that like, I could land right on top of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't help, but it would be great.
Probably wouldn't.
Oh,
help.
What if you land on top of him in a sexual position? Everyone just makes
fun
of you.
I knew
you
were gonna say that. And then you know.
You know what? I know there's no way to know, obviously. But I'd like to know how many people that jump and kill themselves regret it immediately?
No, they've done studies on this.
We've talked about this, that documentary, The Bridge. And
no, no, I'm
saying... No, but that's not about The Bridge, but no, they've done studies that as soon as they jump, they actually have a regret. The people that have survived, almost across the board all have immediate regret. Which is interesting.
The time span that you have to enjoy that regret is much more jumping than it is when you pull the trigger on a gun, which is probably like a thousandth of a second.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
I don't like this at all.
Speaking of guns, are those bosses?
Are those bosses over there? You good?
No, wait, real quick.
We're right.
We need to talk about Suicide by Train.
You don't like those guys?
I don't even know them, but no, I don't like them at all. I don't like that they invaded our private space. Clearly,
a couple people came and sat down
at a
table.
I hope they can't hear us.
Michael's very upset about it.
I feel like you're invading my personal space, man.
I don't like anything about them.
I don't know why Bane has to join the program, but Tyler.
I don't want to see a picture of someone dying by train.
Don't worry. This is a great video.
Suicide by hot air balloon.
It's 50 seconds, but the audio.
You understand?
The audio is very good, and I will post a link to it, and everyone will enjoy it.
Okay, thank you. This is why you earn Emmys.
Wait, let me make sure it's bright enough that we can all see. Mm-hmm. Oh, the new iOS. I don't know what's going on. Oh,
I just got a warning today from T-Mobile saying the iOS.
Too late.
Why?
Because there's some major issues with it. I'm not sure what. I haven't done it yet, so I'm like, sweet.
There's some stuff that's much better.
Being lazy pays off again.
Everybody's looking at what the hell?
Train. Maybe tape. Get out.
Oh, my gosh.
Training ready to stop. Here he goes. We gotta move.
Oh, shoot. Everybody got
What's
out.
What's up, Nick? Here goes train. Right, hit it. Tape it.
Oh, shoot. Everybody's getting now.
Tape it.
I am, babe. Let me get
up.
Right,
tape it. Hurry up. Tape it. Tape it right now. Tape it.
I am. This shit is crazy. Uh-huh.
She is the worst at paying attention to directions.
Damn! You said it too. I'm coming from the train station.
Wonder what was in that big rig.
The guy who was driving it is yelling, "I tried to call the train station." Wait! You got to see him pump his hands in anger. Look at the very left side of the screen. You'll see the guy that was driving the big rig.
Oh, man.
That's a bad day.
Wow.
I love that she goes, "You said it too, baby."
You're so attentive. You saw the train on the track. I mean, the big rig on the track and the train coming. You know what I don't like is that guy's going tape it. And she's never on it. Filming him and out the front window.
Well, no, wait. She was filming herself or she wasn't filming at all. Wait,
and then
at the very
end, she's filming it. And then it's about to hit.
Wasn't it him taping it, though?
No. He's talking and driving. The girl is the one filming.
Wait a minute. Show it again. What?
He must truly
love. But she's in the driver's seat.
No.
He must truly love her.
Was it England?
Because if that was me, I'd be like, point the fucking camera at the train, you fucking moron.
She turns it away at the last second and you miss the train.
He's like, film it.
It's and a big rig carrying
like,
six cars.
I am. I hate her.
That's a little
Jesus
strong.
Christ. She couldn't listen.
And she filmed it vertical. Ugh.
God damn it.
Why do the ladies love to shoot the vertical? Ruined.
You said it, baby.
You said it. You called it. You have a premonition for things that are super obvious.
That's my new. It's great. I'm gonna add that drop to the show.
There's some good stuff on this new iOS. You should download it.
No, I just got a warning not to. So I'm sitting trying to catch up with Mickey the other day.
Yeah,
I tell you this story.
Yeah, South African bar.
Goddamn.
English guy tells you about the BET people. Or the...
Right. And the Tom Hardys. And he wouldn't leave us alone.
Did you see that new Tom Hardy TV series promo?
No.
He's doing a TV show for FX?
Yeah, I've heard he's doing TV.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Can't Hardy wait?
Ah. Not bad.
Hardy know ya?
I was forced to watch Suicide Squad today, speaking of suicide.
Oh, I saw your tweet. You were not happy.
Very upset, yes.
I've had some people tell me it was pretty good, and some people told me it was horrible.
Mm, yeah, it's really, really, really bad. Like, awful.
Across the board, everyone has said it's terrible.
It's really
fucking
bad.
Okay, well, I don't know
bad.
What board you're talking about, because the board I just made up in my head thinks it's great.
So, I'm in the theater,
yeah.
And the best part about the entire movie is I walk in.
Popcorn?
Empty. Beautiful. Yeah,
okay. Nice.
Yeah, it's the best, yeah. Right? Because everyone knows the movie. Shit. Yeah. It's been out for a long time now.
Then
it's
a guy in a Hamburglar costume comes walking in and sits right next to me.
I lose my phone halfway through the fucking thing. I'm actually up walking pacing back and forth. I'm yelling at the screen like a number of times. It was great.
There's probably one person that you didn't see that was in there. It was like, oh my god.
That's exactly right, Tyler.
Oh.
That is exactly right.
Whoops.
As soon as the movie's over, I'm
sorry.
Standing up, very excited to walk the fuck out of there. I stayed even through the end where Ben Affleck is talking to Viola Davis. Absurd. Ridiculous.
About the next movie?
Yes. Stupid.
Okay.
And I see movement. Top right-hand corner. Yeah. Back row, top right-hand corner. And I'm like, dude. I've been yelling, fuck you, throughout the entire movie. It was great.
How embarrassing.
And I walk out, and then I'm doing that weird thing where I'm waiting in the lobby, waiting for him to come out to
and
apologize.
It was Ball Brian?
No. And
it was Hair Brian?
He doesn't come out. So I'm like, I got to pee real bad. What am I doing? I probably don't want to even talk to this guy anyways. I go in to pee, and I see the guy walk in right behind me. And I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, I had no idea you were just in that theater, and I apologize profusely. You know what he says to me? He's like, look.
I was just jerking off in the back. No problem.
Yo, man, look, the movie's, like, really good. I've seen it, like, 3 times now, and tell you the truth, man, I kind of knocked out up there, man. I didn't even hear you say nothing. He fell asleep, and
heroin,
he was seeing it for the
heroin.
Third time. No, he's a big dude. He's not a heroin guy. Not a heroin guy. But wow, is that movie bad. Like, it was beyond my greatest, worst expectations.
The director didn't seem unhappy with it.
David Ayer. He should be. He should be very upset.
Well, what'd you think of American Horror Story?
I don't watch that anymore. It's too cartoony.
The movie?
I didn't care for it all that much.
The TV show. I don't know why we're talking. Well, how's that connect?
Tara made me watch it last night.
Oh, just last night?
Yeah.
Roanoke.
Where is Tara? Tara going to come back on the program?
I don't know.
Tara. And I apologize for this episode. It feels like one of the worst episodes in quite some time.
Nah,
I got the dad brain already. You're right. Jillian's got the pregnant brain.
You're 1 month out, right?
Blow job? You got
we're a little less than a month away.
Dad brain. Dad suck your dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I get it, yes.
Dad brain.
Getting dad brain,
dad.
Yes.
Mike's figuring out
runs
the lingo.
Runs in the family.
I'm not working, I
figured it out, but I'm not going to use it.
You're less than a month out, right?
Yeah, less than a month. It was a month yesterday.
I'm still going to refer to blow jobs as thank you very much.
What if we call the tonsils? Yeah, I got me some tonsils last night.
Mutual. Why don't we just call it a sweet gift
I hate
from a lovely
like,
lady?
I was up in them guts.
All right. Okay, Tyler.
That's disgusting.
Tyler. I had the most high stoned idea the other night, and I was like sitting there. I wasn't stoned at all.
Oh, then you didn't have a higher stoned.
But it was just like something you trip out on when you're high,
okay.
And it's this.
Yeah.
We are all pretending to be adults. That's absolutely true. Even though we are technically adults, the idea of what adults are comes to us when we're kids. We are actually kids. That's what we are first. We're born, we're very young children, and we have an idea of what adults are.
I think
then when we get to adulthood, it's our turn to try and be what we imagine.
Part of us is pretending, but I think by and large we have matured and we have different wants, needs, loves, and desires, and that makes us an adult, and we have responsibilities that we adhere to. I don't think it's that we're pretending.
Adulthood is like that line that says you must be this tall to ride the ride, and you're that kid that is like an inch too short, but you just step up your
I don't think anyone really has
a little bit
figured out,
and you're tall enough to get on the ride.
Nobody
that's
has it figured out, but your motivations
to
are different.
Pretend like you
your
do.
Motivations are
adulthood is walking into a place you're not supposed to be, but you're wearing a suit and carrying a clipboard, and people are just like, he's supposed to be here.
Yeah, adulthood is we go to a rave and after like 5 minutes we go, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's what you don't want to be. But like you look at teenagers' rooms and like it's just like, what are you doing? But I had that room, and I thought it was cool when
I
was a kid. But then you look at it as an adult, and you're like, but when I was a kid, I was looking at adults going, yeah, all your shit's framed and behind glass. Aren't you prissy? Fuck you. I'm always going to be like this. But you can't be, because then you're just like poor, and you're shitty if you're an adult with like stuff on.
I literally lived in a dump in my room. My room was just
I remember. I was over there
4 feet of just
trash.
I got to
be honest with you. I disagree with you, because as an adult man, I still have stuff everywhere.
Yeah, but you're
kind of the exception
like
to the rule. Yeah, and it's clean.
Well,
you got
I'm
the, like,
start
the no shoes
back on the wall.
Like, you know what? You put the poster a little askew, maybe.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Duran Duran. Why not?
But kids are purely kids. They're not pretending to be anything. They're actually the kids.
They're pretending to be adults.
But no,
we are.
Once you get. And whatever your idea of adults is when it's formed as a kid is what you try to. I can't even remember why it came to me, but it was fascinating.
It's all we're lying about everything.
Everyone's a liar. Everyone's faking a lie.
Like when your girlfriend catches you masturbating to porn, she doesn't get bothered by it because she thinks it's just masturbating. But truthfully, if that girl popped out of the computer, you'd fuck her right then and there.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that. And you're kind of.
She doesn't want to know about that. She doesn't want to know about that.
Look at porn.
Yeah, what if the guys are listening to this with their girlfriends right now? Just kidding. No one has ever listened to this podcast with another person in the room.
If you
probably kind of true.
If you have, let us know.
They all listen to it like this. It's okay. How are you?
I sent you that tweet today. No, I didn't send you the tweet. One of our listeners tweeted us my reaction when someone asks if I know any good podcasts. And I think about Mitch, and I'm too like ashamed to mention the AD. And it was just a gif of Larry David doing that like...
Just to mention it. Jesus Christ. What does it take?
We don't tell anyone about it.
I know. You're right. Let's keep it up. Keep up the great work, everybody.
How good was Allison last week?
Good. Allison was cool. And I felt bad immediately after I left because I was in like a manic mode. And I didn't even thank her for being on the program. And I felt like an ass.
Well, we'll send
I almost texted her, but I did not.
We'll send her a stamps.com gift basket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, guys. I should let you know this. Sorry.
I'll send her a 10% off coupon for my new electric bike.
My mind is all over the place. But I put you guys, for the perks and rewards, you guys are a part of the perks and rewards. You cool with that?
Yeah,
no way.
Cool with that?
No right with that? Way. No way.
Mike has already agreed to his side because he's in a couple times.
Backing out.
And then just give me overall perks, which is dinner and yucks with the Pabs.
Oh, Jesus. Right. How much does that cost?
That's going to be hard.
I forget.
$17,000.
I think it's 70 grand.
Do we get a cut?
But the
70 grand.
Yeah. We'll go out one night and have dinner somewhere around here and then come to the improv and watch a little
one of our
comedy.
One of our great listeners said they would actually take you up on the Disneyland one.
What's the Disneyland one?
He said like $500, go to Disneyland with us for the day.
Yeah, but that means we have to buy tickets to
Disneyland. Yeah, I'm doing this instead of Disneyland because Disneyland's kind of a pain in the ass. And it's like it would be really hard to actually communicate and have fun with the listeners and talk with the people.
It'd be like listening
it would
to
be us
episode.
Like walking... It would that's be us what, walking through hordes.
Good. That's what makes it
hordes.
Good.
No, it'd be nice to actually have a little dinner with the three of us, huh?
Yeah.
And come back here, have a little yucks.
Hey,
what are you doing under the table?
Show them where we do the world famous show, huh?
Maybe a little do Mike, you know what I'm saying?
We should just have an after-disaster gangbang.
What is with you, dude? You all right?
I'm just lonely.
Evidently.
That was sad.
That was very sad. I don't like that.
Just lonely.
Guys, I got nothing. I'm spent.
That's all right, because we're wrapping it up.
Are we?
Why not?
We got to have a good show, though.
Why do we have to have a good show?
Because I feel like
our listeners know not to expect a good show. Why do I have my mic up to my face? Well, I just took a photo for those of you who are wondering why the show just got quiet.
Sorry, my mind's a little bit, very focused on the old task at hand, which is just the child, yes, as well as the groupers' campaign.
What's getting more attention, the baby or the movie?
Right now, the baby is all wrapped up inside the womb, so it's tough to give it much attention.
Is he kicking?
It is. Oh, absolutely. You can see like almost hand imprints, just like making.
I never saw that. People get to see that. Lauren's belly would like get misshapen because like a foot or arm.
You never saw anything actually punch out?
No, but like I never saw like fingers.
When I was a little kid, I haven't quite seen that, but Jillian says she has. When I was a little kid with my little sisters, I remember putting little matchbox cars on my mom's belly and like, they get kicked off. It was pretty great.
That's weird.
It's super weird.
What?
Super
is that weird?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? You're the oldest of four. You must have seen shit like that.
I didn't look.
What?
Nope.
You ever change a diaper?
Nope.
I've never
changed a diaper, and I've got two nephews and a niece, and both of my
you never change your little
brothers. Both of my brothers and their spouses or wives have told me over and over and over, you should change the diaper.
Who's your youngest sibling?
Change the diaper, David.
How old is he? How much younger is
probably,
he?
Probably 6 years younger than
that's
me.
That's it. Okay. Well,
do you think Donald Trump has ever changed a diaper?
Yeah. Yeah, probably at one of those crazy sex parties he went to in New York.
Okay, a baby's diaper.
Yeah.
You guys see the new South Park? Holy shit!
No.
So good. They still got it.
I've never
they
changed a diaper. I
fucking
plan on,
got
I
it.
Never plan on changing a diaper. Ever. Ever.
Come over this weekend. We'll change
never
that,
never going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do it.
So, guys, I don't know.
It is too loud. I think we have to
end
this.
Yeah,
it's goddamn loud.
It's hot as shit. We got some obnoxious
fucking people next to us that I don't really like very much. I don't like them.
I don't like them at all.
Yeah, I'm sweaty
fact,
profusely.
I hate them.
It's very loud. I can't even.
I wish we could do Death by Cop up here.
Death by microphone.
You should call a cop and say that these three guys are selling drugs.
Death by microphone is a good name for a podcast.
Yeah.
Why can't it just be a show? Why do we got to, like, do the podcast? It's not like when you're talking. I just call it a show. I just call everything I do a show. I don't like to say that
the
podcast.
After disaster
it's not
show.
Like, it's not like you wander around saying Loveline, the terrestrial radio program. Well, even though I kind of do.
The Amber Rose program.
You know, I work on the Late Late Show. It's a television program. No, you just say I work on a show. Well, I guess you do say TV
it's
show.
The Late Late Show. It's literally in the name.
All right, we get that. We got to end this shit. Why is that?
It's the Emmy Award winning Late Late Show now. You're welcome, James.
Yeah, nice job. Canceled next week.
All right, that's it. That's it. We wrap this shit.
Yeah. Let's wrap this shit up, and then we got to figure out how we're going to do a show next week since you're out of town most of the time. If we're going to do a call-in or if we're
going
to
I got a lot of shit
get
going
a special
on next
guest.
Week. I don't know if I told you this, but remember that script that Mike had Kristen send me? Yeah, it turns out I got really invested in it. And, I'm kidding. I'm joking, guys.
So you're shooting that this Sunday and this Monday?
Sunday, Monday, yeah.
Can I swing by?
Absolutely. Come on by.
Where's it at?
Just don't be a distraction, all right?
Can where's I be it in at? It?
It's two girls. That's it. It's just two ladies.
Where already. Is it at?
So it's in the middle of Laurel
party.
Canyon. Laurel Canyon. Come by. It's a really great house.
Okay, too. I will.
Julian's going to be there. Remember Julian? He played Choppy.
Yes.
Yes, Julian's going to be there.
Yeah.
Joseph, our sound guy, he's going to be there.
I'll come
Rand
by
is shooting it.
It depends on what I end up doing this weekend, but pretty sure I'm going to do Monsterpalooza tomorrow and Saturday, and then Sunday.
Throwing
I'll
Monsterpalooza
have
again? My
Monsterpalooza.
God. You realize you live the exact same year every single year.
I don't
year.
Mark, you know, people are like, oh my God, it's almost Halloween or it's almost Christmas. I'm just like, oh my God, Mike's going to NAMM again.
Yeah, it's
oh,
that time
Mike's
of year.
Going to
it's NAMM time of year.
I do want to do something for, I know
look
you
how
can't
time
now,
flies.
But I do want to do something
for Halloween.
Have you
not gone to Reptile Land or whatever it's called, Reptile Convention?
Going on Sunday. Where is it? Because I fucking hate reptiles.
God, this show just—it sounds. It feels like the worst show we've ever
it's
done.
Not, it's not. It's not. You could probably pull
so
out
loud.
That.
Why did we do it out here?
You could
why
probably
we,
pull out that USB
it's like a fucking oven in there.
Key, plug it in, and find the worst show we've ever done.
We don't have a home. 5 minutes. Hey, can you guys do the show next Friday at my house? Can you please, please, please?
Maybe.
We might not be kicked out yet.
Maybe.
Why are you getting kicked
maybe.
Out of your house? Oh,
because I got a demo the entire bathroom.
Oh shit.
It's a $25,000 job, I'm finding out.
Why don't we do it at your hotel that they're putting you up in?
Yeah, why not?
Perhaps.
Oh, I guess you have to pay for it, huh?
No, they're going to have to. They're getting insurance involved, so they should have to pay for it.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, you don't want to get insurance involved.
All right, everybody, sorry for this episode.
Sorry for everything. It's awful. Did we even post
thank you to all the well wishes that people sent me on Twitter. That was very nice.
Yeah, Tyler, I would have as well, or I would have called you up. Or did I text
but
you?
But Jillian wouldn't
I
let him.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I texted you. Yeah, I told
don't
you to
congratulate
tell,
him on that fake award.
I told
honey.
You to, yeah, I kind of give you a little jab. I said, hey, congrats, or tell James congrats. That's what I did. Yeah, remember that? Yeah. And you're like, ha-ha, will do, ha-ha.
I was quite drunk at the time.
I bet you were. Hey, the Ferrari's moving.
Good.
God damn it.
We're keep it moving, Ferrari.
What's going on with the tour bus?
I don't know. They've been sitting there for like 15 or 20 minutes.
It's very distracting. Ever since that tour bus pulled up, I have not been able to perform.
And not only that, it's aggravating because they've been blocking one lane of traffic
it's
for at least
really
15
upsetting,
or 20
right?
minutes.
It's
yeah.
very, very
if that
upsetting.
That fucking cocksucker thinks he can just park right there.
Hey, why don't we try and do a little mobile? Can we walk this thing out?
Yeah, but.
What?
I
let's do a little mobile.
Up. I got to pack up all this shit.
We should try and do a little mobile to end the show because I feel like the show needs something. A little kick. A little kick in the ass.
No way anyone is still listening.
What? Fuck you. We can do a little mobile. Let's do mobile.
How?
We got to put this fucking Bob Barker mic away somewhere. We're going to be man on the street right now. Sorry, it's not really wrapped very well.
Let's put everything in there.
Right, we're packing up now so we can be mobile. We're going to go to the bottom of this.
It's men on the street.
That's the volume right there. So looking for the lock.
No, it's on this side. It's right,
it's
right
not
there somewhere.
Hold. There we go. Hold on. Yeah, okay, we're good to go. Good to go. So it's. I feel like we need some filler here. If you can't just pack and not talk. It's this microphone's an issue.
This might be the best part of the show. Too bad I have to pee. I guess we could just go in the men's room.
Let's do that. Let's do it. In here? Can I do that?
Yep.
There's this. All right, let's go pee.
Zip it up a little bit, though, so it doesn't drop out.
We're peeing?
Yeah.
I don't have the headphones.
Got to stay close. No, not all the way. Ah, my head.
Sorry. Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Fucking weird.
Here we go. We're going to like, we're like a human
octopus.
Now you
zip it too much.
Oh, dude, come on.
Well, I don't want this shit to fall out. Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's go. That's good. Got to stay close or you're going to rip my ears out.
We're like Siamese
okay,
Pabs.
Okay, this is terrible.
Siamese Pabs.
This
is the dumbest thing we've ever done in our life.
Why are you
this is the best.
This is embarrassing.
All right, let's do this. We got to go out front and figure out what the... Oh, my God. It's a sea of humans.
I know.
What do I do with my beer? Do I just leave it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why. I know...
Hold on, Ty. I got a feeling.
Even more embarrassing is the fact that I know a bunch of people down there.
All right. Well, we're going to do it.
What's happening? Are we going outside?
Yes. We got to figure out what the fuck's going on with that bus.
Okay.
It's important.
This is just going to rip my fucking ears.
Excuse me, the news.
This feels so stupid. So God, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in this club, and I've been fucking hammered standing on the bar.
That's the most embarrassing thing you can remember. It's a party bus.
Go into that bus.
We're going into the bus.
Investigative journalism.
Tyler, you're going the wrong way. Why are we following you?
What?
We're going in the bus.
Bob Costas is here.
Okay.
It's very crowded here.
I guess we didn't go to the restroom.
Can we please go pee?
Yeah, let's go pee. See, this was, you know what? Now that we're doing this, this might become a regular thing because this was my idea initially. I thought we could just travel along.
Right.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Come on.
You know, we need our wireless mics and wireless headsets. So if we spend like $12,000 on equipment.
You know how great it would be to be able to like, say, hey, guys, you want to do a show in 10 minutes and like not be anywhere close to each other and just to turn on our little headsets and our little mics? How great would that be?
Yeah, it would be great.
Like, I could be, like, on the hammock in my backyard. Mike could be stressing in traffic on his way to Madonna Inn.
Yeah.
Tyler you could be.
What are we doing?
You'd be
breastfeeding.
We're
going
to
the men's room.
We're going to
pee.
Come on. Get your ass in.
Should we just go to that one toilet restroom upstairs?
Come on, keep up.
Don't ask, Lindsay.
You got to keep up the.
Sorry, Lindsay.
Don't ask.
Keep up the pace. Oh!
Do you know, That's
this is not good for anyone.
Shh, we can't talk when we're going here.
You know that strikingly beautiful girl that we just passed?
Guys had their periods. At the end of it, we would take that tampon out. They fucking chuck that shit in the garbage can. You ladies need to have more fun.
It's probably true.
Hacky material right there. That girl we just passed, her boyfriend produces the LA comedy or podcast festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which we've never... who's
you think
peeing?
This stunt might have got us,
do you have to pee?
Us in the door?
You do? You want to go first? Can you make it into the other thing?
I don't. Yeah, you're gonna have to just wait.
This is the worst part of the show that we've ever done.
Is it? Yeah, wait. So which person was the who's got the husband? Dude, Mike. Every girl has a vagina. And that's exactly how you described it. I guess Tyler, don't touch me while I'm peeing. It's very weird.
Next to you.
What's going on?
I'm peeing in the hall.
Oh,
I put my microphone down. This is the first time I've held the microphone and talked with headsets on with my penis in the other hand.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first time, really?
Yeah.
You've talked into microphones on phones.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tyler, you got like a heavy stream. Jeez.
I got that Emmy winner stream, baby.
Tyler, come on.
Heavy hitter in Hollywood now. People know me by the sound of my pee. They're like, that's the guy.
You're like Bobby Peru. I bet three people get my Bobby Peru reference right there. Three people. My wife's probably one of them. All right. We got a lot of really bad looks, guys, when we were walking down. A lot of like, what the fuck are these guys? I didn't like that.
This is the first time we've ever all peed at the same time on a show.
Mm-hmm. I think I told you that Drew and Adam used to actually go in and cross pee streams into the same toilet during breaks.
Yeah, I don't like that one bit.
Yeah. Still disturbs me a little bit.
I'm just going to wash my hands in the urinal.
No, let's not do that.
Since we're tied in.
Tyler, way to go. Way to make that happen.
You're welcome.
Way to anytime. Make that work. You know how much I would hate us right now if
yeah.
I wasn't us?
I hate us
I
for doing
really
this.
Hate us.
Yet I'm strangely glad we did.
Gotta take photos for the Patreoners who get this show early. Don't forget.
Hey.
Whoa, they do?
Whoa, hey.
It was a good photo.
One of those has to be good.
All right.
We should clip this part and say
it was
a bonus episode.
Okay, let's
no, we should not
where do that. Where'd you guys park, by the way?
On the street.
Down the street.
Which, are you all parking the same
way? Where are you going right now, Mike? All right, let's.
I'm going to go say goodnight to Louie and Tara. And then I'm going to go drive around L.A. till like 1 in the morning like I've been doing the last 4 or 5 nights in a row.
All
taking
right, well,
pictures
I need to talk
of bullshit.
To you about some stuff, so we'll hang out right now.
Taking pictures of bullshit. Tyler, you're walking too fast.
Yeah, you got to slow down. All right.
Good night. Good night. This is who I'm talking about.
All right, everybody, I'd like to apologize for this episode, and we will.
We're not going to stop talking now that we're going to be out of the crowd. Now that the embarrassment's stopping, we can keep going.
Well, now we have nothing to do.
Well, let's just walk to our cars.
No, I don't want to walk to my car.
Maybe we'll get robbed.
I'm not walking all the way this.
I can't believe that party bus cocksucker thinks that's A-okay to park right
Should
there.
We try and go on the bus?
No.
Dude, God. All right.
Go on the
push stop, push stop, you know, push
this,
stop.
I don't want to push stop.
I
this is
push
fun.
Stop.
This is the best part of the show. We're out on the street. We're doing man on the street.
But there's no men. It's
men,
just us.
Men on the street.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
There's no fucking need for that.
All right.
Guess what kind of car that was?
Ferrari.
A Dodge Pinto.
Oh, God.
A Dodge Pinto.
This is so dumb.
I think we need to find a way to do this because this is enjoyable.
We are doing this.
This is fun, though.
It is kind of fun.
It would be more fun if people couldn't tell that we were recording.
It feels like when you're a kid in school and you have to all hold the rope to, like, walk to, like, the field.
What kind of school did you
go
to?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
school
like
BDSM?
It.
Yeah, I went to BDSM Elementary.
Oh, I bet there is some elementary out there with those initials, right? Like Bradley, Dilford.
There's probably like a bowel movement middle school
hey,
also.
Come on, we're not that shit. I can tell you that much.
Why not?
We're walking by Fred Siegel's, the most ridiculous
I'm gonna,
overly.
I'm going to revert my eyes when these two chicks walk by us so they don't make fun of us.
Did you close your eyes just now?
No,
I didn't. I actually, they smiled at least.
Why are we following Tyler to his car?
I don't know.
The opposite direction.
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
Investigative journalism, and those girls didn't want any of it.
What did you say to them?
I had to give them my investigative spermalism.
What, Tyler?
I said, what are your thoughts? And they just stared at me.
So we're walking the opposite direction quite quickly.
That's fair.
I'm like, watch out. We should.
Three men with microphones. Is it weird?
She was not having it. She looks like a fourth grade teacher.
This would be hilarious if we were doing this like in the 80s, but now in this day and age, it just looks like it morons trying to make our mark on the podcasting world.
It's just people going, look, there's three guys doing a podcast.
Wait, where'd you park?
Down here.
Okay, let's stop.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Now we're getting now we're going too far.
Yeah. See you guys.
All right, good night. Bye.
Oh, no kiss.
Oh.
Anti-kiss.
Oh, shit, fuck. I kissed.
Keep
Sorry.
It moving.
Sorry,
keep it moving.
I kissed. I gotta turn this button off first.
Bit moving.
Still rolling?
Beautiful.
Okay. Where's the stop?
Jesus Christ.
Right there.